Chapter 10. Scrooge learns an important lesson. The ghost and Scrooge leave the street, and the ghost takes Scrooge to another place. They are in a dark room. The pale light from a single candle falls on the bed. There is no one there except an old, sick man lying on the bed. He is very ill. He does not have any friends to care for him. The room is cold. There is no fire in the grate. The blankets on the bed are thin and worn, and the poor man is cold. Death is near, but there is no man, woman, or child to sit with the sick man or say a kind word to him.
"Spirit, this is terrible,"
cries Scrooge.
"Please, show me some kindness for this man. I cannot forget this awful scene."
The ghost takes Scrooge through familiar streets now. They come to the Cratchits' home. Mrs. Cratchit and the children are sitting near a small fire. It is quiet, very quiet. The Cratchit children are not cheerful now. They sit very still, looking sadly at the fire. Peter is reading a book. Mrs. Cratchit and her daughters are sewing.
"And the child isn't with them,"
Peter reads aloud from the book. It seems to Scrooge that he knows these words already.
"Where is Tiny Tim?"
Scrooge asks himself. Mrs. Cratchit puts her sewing down on the table.
"Sewing hurts my eyes,"
she says.
"I must rest them a little. I don't want your father to see how weak my eyes are. It is time for him to come home now."
Scrooge looks around this poor home. There is less furniture in the room than last Christmas, and Tiny Tim's little chair in the corner is empty.
"I think Father is walking more slowly these past few evenings, Mother,"
says Peter from the window, watching his father approach.
"There is your father at the door now,"
says Mrs. Cratchit.
"Open it for him, please, Peter."
Bob Cratchit comes in and sits down in a chair by the fire. The two young Cratchits climb up on his knees.
"Don't be sad, Father,"
says one child. Bob Cratchit smiles at his family, but his eyes are sad. He looks at the tablecloth his wife is making.
"You work very hard at your sewing, my dears,"
he says to his wife and daughters.
"What about the churchyard, the grave?"
asks Mrs. Cratchit quietly.
"Did you go today?"
"Yes. Tiny Tim's grave is beautiful. It is very green,"
her husband replies in a trembling voice. Then he cries out suddenly,
"My child! My dear little child! We shall never forget our beloved Tiny Tim."
Watching this sad scene, Scrooge's heart is breaking. He begins to cry.
"Oh, Spirit, please, please let me help this family,"
begs Scrooge. But the ghost says nothing. Instead, it takes Scrooge to the churchyard. The ghost stands tall and black among the graves. Here the grass is long and full of weeds. It points down to one gravestone. Scrooge feels afraid. He goes over slowly to look at the inscription.
"Spirit,"
he asks in a terrified voice,
"am I the man in the bed? The man who dies alone?"
The ghost says nothing, but points to the gravestone again. Scrooge kneels down in front of it and reads Ebenezer Scrooge. It is his name.
"Oh, no, Spirit! No, please, no!"
he cries desperately.
"The lessons of the other spirits from the past and the present are in my mind forever. Please tell me that I can cancel the name on this grave. Please give me just one more chance. I promise to honour Christmas every year in my heart. No, I promise I'm going to keep the Christmas spirit alive all year long.